Hey, what's doing with Prairie Public Music News? I'm Eric Etheridge. While proving that you shouldn't mess with good radio, I just like saying that, a whole bunch of British artists are protesting the BBC's decision to cut back or eliminate jazz, world music, and experimental music programs from their BBC Radio 3 lineup. An open letter signed by more than 500 in the music biz, including Peter Gabriel, Brian Eno, Jarvis Cocker of Pulp, Radiohead's Ed O'Brien, and Phil Selway, even the, let's just call them honorary Brits, Duluth, Minnesota's Alan Sparhawk and Mimi Parker of Low, was published in The Guardian protesting the changes. The letter reads in part, quote, "Music makers rely on these shows as lifelines to support and share their music with enthusiastic audiences." Well, this year marks the half-century anniversary of Woodstock, and you better believe they're doing a 50th anniversary concert. It's taking place in Watkins Glen, New York, August 16th, 17th, and 18th, and 3 days of peace, love, and music again. We'll feature some of the same artists who were at the original Yasker's Farm, not too far away. That would be David Crosby, Canned Heat, John Sebastian, John Fogerty, Santana, Country Joe, McDonald, The Zombies, The Dead & Company, even Melanie. Some of the more modern acts, let's just say, The Kill, The Lumineers, Chance the Rapper, Jay-Z, The Raconteurs, Brandi Carlile, and The Black Keys. Hopefully there will be nothing but peace and love and the music, along with some free water, and that nobody will burn the joint down. Well, I don't think I'm alone in feeling that this is the year that we really just need Mavis Staples. If you've ever seen her live, you know that feeling that washes over you when she sings and just talks. Well, just in time, the gospel legend has announced that she's putting out album number 12. It's called We Get By. It'll be out in May, and she's already dropped the opening track, The Bluesy Change. It's not Jeff Tweedy she's working with this time, but Ben Harper, who wrote all the songs and produced the new record. And Mavis is going to be marking her 80th birthday this summer. She's going to have 3 shows each at the Apollo in Harlem, Nashville's Ryman Auditorium, and the Ace Hotel in Los Angeles. On this day in music history, March 21st, 1994, Bruce Springsteen got an Oscar for Streets of Philadelphia from Philadelphia, the movie, one of the first to acknowledge AIDS in the mainstream. Birthdays, the king of rock and soul, Solomon Burke, Chip Taylor, the guy who penned a lot of hits, including Wild Thing by the Troggs, and Los Lobos bass player Conrad Lozano. And that is a wrap for music news for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Etheridge. Rock on.